يا أشعار مرشدي ومولاي قرة عيني وثمرة فؤادي حضور الأشعار حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليك أحي رجاندار شاندار المزيدار و دل جو تیری خاطر فریاد کر رہا ہے اس عنوان سے حسن بتا سے جو دل آباد کر رہا ہے حسن بتا سے جو دل آباد کر رہا ہے وہ اپنی زندگی کو برباد کر رہا ہے وہ اپنی زندگی کو برباد کر رہا ہے جو نفس کو گناہوں سے شاد کر رہا ہے جو نفس کو گناہوں سے شاد کر رہا ہے وہ روح کو معذب ناشاد کر رہا ہے وہ روح کو معذب ناشاد کر رہا ہے وہ دل جو تیری خاطر فریاد کر رہا ہے وہ دل جو تیری خاطر فریاد کر رہا ہے اجڑے ہوئے دلوں کو آباد کر رہا ہے اجڑے ہوئے دلوں کو آباد کر رہا ہے جو یاد کر رہا ہے مولا کو اپنی دل میں جو یاد کر رہا ہے مولا کو اپنی دل میں سمجھے کہ اس کا مولا بھی یاد کر رہا ہے سمجھے کہ اس کا مولا بھی یاد کر رہا ہے انعام ذکر کا یہ قرآن نے بتایا انعام ذکر کا یہ قرآن نے بتایا ذاکر کو اس کا مولا بھی یاد کر رہا ہے ذاکر کو اس کا مولا بھی یاد کر رہا ہے پیاسوں کا یاد کرنا پانی کو ہے مسلم پیاسوں کا یاد کرنا پانی کو ہے مسلم پانی بھی اپنی پیاسوں کو یاد کر رہا ہے پانی بھی اپنی پیاسوں کو یاد کر رہا ہے گر یاد کر رہی ہے یہ خاک آسمان کو گر یاد کر رہی ہے یہ خاک آسمان کو اختر فلک زمین کو بھی یاد کر رہا ہے اختر فلک زمین کو بھی یاد کر رہا ہے حسن بتا سے جو دل آباد کر رہا ہے وہ اپنی زندگی کو برباد کر رہا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تعالی فی القرآن المجید یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین This beautiful poem of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat is teaching us here how to pass our life that Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to make our life and not break our life particularly our youth and Hazrat has titled this poem which is a great bayan in a very beautiful way wo dil jo teri khatir faryad kar raha hai That heart who is yearning for you, O Allah, and is begging for you, that is a real heart. That a person realizes who has given me my heart. My heart is only the palace for the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person begs Allah Ta'ala and cries to Allah Ta'ala that, O Allah, please come into my heart also. And how does Allah Ta'ala come in the heart of a person? First of all, as we learn in our kalima, La ilaha, we have to take out all the negative factors from our heart. All the artificial enjoyments, etc. As Hazrat explains here, Husn-e Buta se jo dil abad kar raha hai, wo apni zindagi ko barbaad kar raha hai. That person who doesn't take out the negative things, he wants enjoyment of life also, and he thinks he'll get Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't work like that. That is, we perform salah also, we read little Quran Sharif also, but we want to watch the sports also, we want to go for entertainment also. Hazrat says, that person who is keeping his heart inhabited with the artificial beauties, with the artificial idols of this world, whether it's woman, whether it's entertainment, whether it's holidays, going to resorts, etc., whether it's watching movies, whatever the case may be, you are inhabiting your heart with filth and dirt. And in reality, what you are doing, apni zindagi ko barbaad kar. You're destroying your whole life and not even realizing that after all this, what you think there is enjoyment, you feel unhappy, you feel uneasy, you feel restless. Today, young boys, girls, going into depression, on antidepressants, if there was an enjoyment in haram, then nobody should be in antidepressants. Then we don't find the friends of Allah Ta'ala falling into death. So Hazrat is teaching us here, don't destroy your life by falling into the artificial beauty of this world. And that is the work of Shaitan. Shaitan makes us see outward beauty to be nice. Initially it looks very nice, entertaining, you're going with your friends, you're going for a party, music is on, everything. But when a person gets involved in haram, alcohol, drugs, now you're fighting with one another, and now your life is in misery, and then Allah save us, you meet up in an accident and you pass away like that. So Hazrat says, don't destroy your life. Allah has given us this life, this is a great ni'mat, and this is a great amanat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And Allah has taught us, and why Allah gave us this life? To get the greatest gift, and that is to get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, jo nafku gunaho se shaad kar raha hai, wo rooh ko mu'azzab na shaad kar raha hai. That foolish person who is entertaining his heart with all types of sin, and going, let's just watch the match now, let's go to this club, nice, let's go to this resort, let's go here, let's go for this party. Sadly, especially this time of the year, our life has become like people who don't know what is life. That is, people who don't believe, who don't have iman. They say, "Inna illaha hayatuna dunya, namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu mamut." We only got one life, so let us enjoy ourselves. They don't know what is enjoyment. Our Dada Shaykh says this so beautifully. Me aapku mazaa ki baat batao. Can I tell you something of enjoyment? Where you think there's enjoyment, so everybody wants to know what's enjoyment. So Hazrat says that maza ki baat ye hai ki guna mein maza hai hi nahi. There's no enjoyment in sin. Outwardly it looks very rosy, enjoyable. But after that, the filth and dirt, Allah Akbar, as Hazrat says so beautifully, Shaitan presents to you the sample, like travelers, they go, they present samples, they want people to buy from them. But today we know we're living in a Hong Kong world. They'll show you the good sample, and then when they bring the goods, they give you all second hand, and they give you all artificial goods. So exactly the same, Hazrat says, Shaitan will present that artificial, beautiful face to you, which is just makeup with all type of makeup, and there's no beauty in there. And where he lands you up, in the filth and dirt, where stool comes out, where excreta comes out, he lands up there. So Hazrat says, that person who thinks he's making his nafs happy, his desires happy with guna, with sin, he is actually putting his soul with our reality. Our reality is not this body. The sun is only attached to the body. And reality is the ruh. When the ruh is, now you're putting your ruh into azab. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that a person who is looking at woman, he is actually in the fire of Jahannam. And we don't even realize this. Hazrat says so beautifully that we should say, Rabbana qina azaban nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, instead of looking at that beautiful red cheek and that red rosy lips that's got the funny type of lipstick, etc. You have put your soul into punishment. And you see in this world already, you feel distressed, you feel uneasy as a person. And this is why Allah has brought us here, to teach us how to come out of this terrible condition of life, that you come to the company of the friends of Allah, and they will teach us so beautifully. Make your own analysis. One person wrote to Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, Hazrat Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh. He said, Hazrat, if a woman is walking on the street, then my nafs just cringes that I must look. And so Hazrat says, okay, if you say you have to look, then after you look, for how long you got problem, how long your mind is uneasy. Just you thinking of her all the time, you can't perform namaz properly, whatever. So he says, Hazrat, if I look, then 3 days, 72 hours, it plays in my mind all the time. And Hazrat says, if you don't look, he says, I don't look, then about half an hour the most, I'll feel uneasy, and then the thought goes away. So Hazrat says, do your own treatment. What is better, for half an hour just to go lertal, and that's not pain. Allah Ta'ala says, in the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا إِنَّ مُنْكَسِرَةُ الْقُلُوبِ, I am with a broken heart. That those people who broke their heart for my pleasure, they wanted to look. Allah has put that desire, but you don't look for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah comes in the heart. So Hazrat says further, وہ دل جو تیرے خاطر فریاد کر رہے ہیں, اجرے ہوئے دلوں کو آباد کر رہا ہے. Now how to just this heart that is broken and this heart that is inhabited with all type of filth and dirt, this heart that has been broken into all scattered pieces with guna. Now Hazrat says, how do you mend this heart? All you do, come to the company of the friends of Allah, then learn to make tawbah and cry to Allah. Says, oh Allah, I went into the wrong direction. I lost myself. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Now you cry to Allah Ta'ala for Allah's pleasure. Now you crying, oh Allah, make my heart. Oh Allah, mend my heart. In other words, take me out from the sun and the haram entertainment. And all we have to do, beg Allah Ta'ala and then use our courage. There is no other way to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explained, now that person who realized this and he starts making tawbah, now he'll get the taste of real enjoyment of life. First he thought enjoyment is in the club, in music, in all artificial things. Now when he came to the friends of Allah and he started making tawbah, now he realized, jo yaad kar raha hai maula ko apne dil mein, samjhe ki uska maula bhi yaad kar raha hai. Now he realized, where is enjoyment in sun, in music, in filth and dirt? There is enjoyment there in zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And now when you start making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and you just get a taste of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then remember, it is not just that you are making zikr of Allah. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I'm actually remembering you first. That is why I'm giving you the tawfiq to remember me. So what can be more enjoyment? That when we start our zikr also, we read the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. When you making Allah zikr, you not alone. Allah is with you. The creator of enjoyment, the creator of pleasure, the creator of everything, Allah is with you. And peace and contentment, what we looking for in all the artificial things, Allah says, Ala bi zikrillah. When you just connect yourself just to my zikr, forget getting closer and getting the love of Allah that is far. Just start making the zikr of Allah. Hazrat says, now you'll understand and realize, actually Allah is remembering you. That is why, now when you're sitting with Allah Ta'ala, you'll start enjoying the zikr of Allah. And you won't run back to haram, shaitan, entertainment. And Hazrat further explains, now the enjoyment of zikr of Allah is such, it's not that just the friends of Allah are explaining to us, Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, in aame zikr ka ye, Qur'an ne bataya, zakir ko usma, uska maula bhi yaad kar raha hai. The great gift of just making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the Qur'an Kareem, the book of Allah, the word of Allah Himself has mentioned, that Allah says, I am remembering you, my banda. So that is why I'm giving you the opportunity to think of me, to make my zikr. And the zikr, as Hazrat explained, our zikr is better than ourselves. That when we make the zikr of Allah, like even the baqiyat as-salihat, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah, malaika run to take those zikr. They put it under their wings and they rush up to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then they are to make this. They make the sounds like the bees are making sounds. They make tawaf of the arch of Allah. And they say, this person, our name is taken there by Allah Ta'ala. So how great this. So what a great blessing it is to make the zikr of Allah. And this is not for haram, filth and dirt, listening to music or any other terrible things or listening to commentary, etc. It's not for that. And Hazrat further explained so beautifully that it is an accepted fact, پیاسوں کا یاد کرنا پانی کو ہے مسلم. پانی بھی اپنے پیاسوں کو یاد کر رہا ہے. اللہ اکبر. Hazrat says it's accepted, a person who's thirsty, he's thinking of water. But greater than that is water is thinking of him, that this thirsty person wants me. So the creator of water, Allah Rabbul Izzat, when we want Allah, Allah is actually pulling us, which is called jazb. Allah yajtabi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. That person now who turns his direction and makes tawbah and wants to get inclined to Allah, it's actually Allah is thinking of you. And that is why our Shaykh explained so beautifully, in any majlis when you think, now I must change my life, Allah is pulling you. Don't wait the next minute. Immediately in the majlis, make tawbah. And now make the relevant efforts. Allah give us all tawfiq. Hazrat finally mentions, gar yaad kar rahi hai ye khaak aasma ko, akhtar falak ko, falak zami ko bhi yaad kar raha hai. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat just put this so beautifully, that this body of ours which is made from sand and water, and this body Allah gives tawfiq to remember the heavens. In other words, to remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the malaika that are in the heavens, they listen to our zikr. So Hazrat says, don't think that you are just making zikr and you're just doing it, nobody is thinking of you. Akhtar falak zameen ko bhi yaad kar raha. The heavens are also remembering that person that is on the earth. That the malaika have come down and they're thronging down in this gathering. Throng down upon a person who makes zikr of Allah. And they get so happy and they take the zikr up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return we get the closeness of Allah. Allah ta'ala give us all to.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We are doing the chapter from كتاب حياة المسلمين on the right of oneself, looking after ourselves. Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'aib رحمة الله عليه narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person traveling alone is one shaitan, two persons traveling together are two shaitans, three persons traveling together constitute a caravan. Notice this was applicable when there was a danger to lone travelers. We learn from this that it is necessary to adopt measures for one's safety. Hazrat Abu Thalaba al-Khushani radiallahu anhu narrates that when people used to stop over at the station, they used to disperse in the passes and low-lying sections of the land. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you're dispersing in the passes and low-lying lands is from shaitan. That is, if someone is attacked, the others will not come to know of it. Subsequently, when they used to stop over at the station, they used to remain so close together that if a cloth was thrown over them, it would cover them all. This hadith also proves the importance of taking precautions for one's safety. Hazrat Abu Sa'id narrates from Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a person who sought his permission, carry your weapons with you, because I suspect the Banu Qurayza, it is a Jewish tribe which was an enemy to Islam. The man took his weapons and proceeded to his house. This is a part of a lengthy hadith. This hadith proves the need to carry lawful weapons at times of danger. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, three of us were sharing one camel on the day of Badr. Hazrat Abu Lubaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu were sharing an animal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it used to be the turn of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to walk, the two would say to him, we will walk on your behalf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reply, you are not stronger than me. I am not in any lesser need than you for reward. In other words, I also need the reward for walking. This proves that we must develop the habit of walking and we must not desire excessive comfort. A man said to Hazrat Fudala ibn Ubaid radiallahu anhu, why are you disheveled? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prohibit us from seeking excessive comfort. The man asked, why are you not wearing shoes? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to order us to walk barefooted occasionally. The same point as in the previous hadith is proven here with the addition of walking bare feet. Hazrat Abdullah narrates from his father Abu Hadrad radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make do with poverty, adopt a firm gait, and walk barefooted. This proves the desirability of firmness solitude and a free-going attitude. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It does not behove a believer to humiliate himself." Someone asked, "How does he humiliate himself?" He replied, "It refers to presenting himself to a problem which he cannot handle." The reason is obvious. When a person does this, his worry increases. This includes everything which is beyond a person's control. In fact, even if your opponent displays any opposition to you, repulse it via the authorities, irrespective of whether the authorities do it themselves or permit you to make arrangements for it. If you experience any disagreeable incidents from the authorities themselves, inform them of your complaint in a cultured manner. If it is still not redressed, then exercise patience. Do not fight it with your actions, verbally or by pen. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala to remove your misery. Hazrat says that 3 Quranic verses and 20 ahadith were quoted in this chapter. Note, the quest for good health, strength, peace of mind, wellness and comfort is clearly proven from these Quranic ahadith and verses and ahadith. This was pointed out in the relevant places. Number 2, if certain actions are impediments to the above mentioned objectives, and the objectives are obligatory, and the impediment is definite and severe, then such actions are totally prohibited. If not, they are detestable. Number 3, if certain incidents are faced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not by the willful action of the person himself, and these incidents destroy the objectives of good health, strength, peace of mind, and so on, then the person is rewarded for these calamities. He receives divine assistance and is not distressed. He must therefore exercise patience and remain pleased. All Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the awliya Allah had to experience these. The Quran and the Hadith are full with examples of this nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.